Leonie Rita, you were recently at the Galway Ocean Wealth Summit, and one of the interesting proposals that emerged from that was a suggestion that Cork could be developed as a sort of a marine capital and a marine cluster. Tell me more about that.
Well, I think it's a great idea. I'd hugely support it, not just being Corkonian, obviously. And I think it, and I actually suggested at the conference that this should be not just about Cork. This should be about developing the harbours of Waterford and Rosslare as well. And it should be a joined up approach because they're very deep harbours. And with that in mind, you're creating a whole lot of new jobs as well, obviously, in the development of the ports. But it's also to mitigate the impact of Brexit, because currently we rely on using the UK as a land bridge, and so getting goods and services to Europe with Brexit looming, obviously, is going to be far more problematic, because you're going to see customs checks, you're going to see all of that trebled, and the bureaucracy that's going with that is going to be very problematic for hauliers, for, you know, travel, for services, all of that. So it makes sense, and it was indeed suggested several weeks ago through Task Force 50 and through the Commission Secretary General that these ports would be developed as a way of mitigating the impact of Brexit. And this could be fast-tracked from September onwards. And I think it's quite an elegant solution to one of the huge problems we're going to have with Brexit. So, and of course, it would be great in either case, irrespective of Brexit. Waterford, Rosslare and Cork need to be developed in either case, because we see Dublin completely congested for hauliers, for travel companies and all of that. So it really makes sense, and it's about bringing Ireland, you know, to where it should be in terms of connectivity.
But isn't Cork already developing port facilities and marine facilities?
It's not enough, really. It needs far more investment than that, and that's what the marine capital would be about. The details still have to come out on what exactly is that going to be doing in terms of research and in terms of the facilities that it's going to provide. But again, I would stress that it's not just Cork. It needs to be Waterford. It needs to be Rosslare as well, because the capacity that, like, Dublin is completely overused at the moment, and it's about complementing that. It's not about taking away, but it's about complementing it and making ease of access for all of those people, and particularly in light of Brexit. It's also obviously for people in the north that want to, you know, trade in their services and goods and shoot them across to Europe without having to go through the UK. So I think in either case it should go ahead, and we'd be calling for that.